Liberal Democratic Senator David Lionhelm had warm words for the Treasurer, Joe Hockey, after a meeting today. But those words do not appear likely to translate into Senate votes. Mr. Hockey is pushing on with meetings with key crossbenchers, but he seems to have a long way to go to win the support he needs for his budget to pass. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley.
Joe's a nice guy, and we get on very well.
Liberal Democrat Senator David Lionhelm came out of talks with the Treasurer Joe Hockey today with kind words, but also some advice.
Certainly the government has only recently woken up to the fact that they need to negotiate with us minor party senators to get stuff through. And I said to him, you should have started before July. You should have been doing this quite a while ago. He nodded. I suspect he probably agrees, but it was a government cabinet decision, I think, to leave us alone until the 1st of July.
Mr. Hockey's in talks with the crossbenchers to try to remove some of the blockages that have left much of his budget jammed against a Senate dam wall. His mining tax repeal bill is also stuck behind that barrier. The Senate rose last month after agreeing to scrap the tax, but only on the condition that the government kept billions in associated spending measures. That's unacceptable to the government, and Senator Lionhelm said that dominated today's chat with Mr. Hockey.
We were mainly talking about the particular measures in the mining tax repeal bill, which are expenditure measures.
On the budget itself, David Lionhelm broadly backs the government's strategy to reduce spending, but he's firmly opposed to some of the specifics, including cutting people under 30 off unemployment payments for 6 months.
I'm not going to be supporting 6 months with no money if there's nothing is done about getting people into work.
He's also not on board with the government's plan for a $7 Medicare co-payment and has a range of other suggested changes, signalling that Mr. Hockey has a lot of talking to do yet before his budget will surge past the Senate blockages. And on key government policies like direct action and paid parental leave, Senator Lionhelm is firm.
I did tell Mr. Hockey that I would never support the direct action plan for climate change. I also made it plain that paid parental leave, I would never have my support. I think the government's priority should be on making childcare affordable by reducing the regulatory burden that drives up the costs of childcare.
The government insists it will introduce the paid parental leave legislation in time for the scheme to start on schedule next July. But at the moment, its priority is the budget. Mr. Hockey's on the defensive after Treasury figures released today under Freedom of Information. The figures show that in 2016-17, low-income earners would be $844 worse off compared to a $517 impact on high-income earners. And the gap widens once the temporary deficit levy on wealthy Australians is removed in subsequent years. Mr. Hockey argued on Channel 9 the figures from Treasury don't tell the whole story.
But it doesn't take into account the fact that higher income households pay half their income in tax, and on average, higher income households fund the benefits that go to an average of nearly four lower income households. Every dollar that lower income households receive comes from higher income households. It fails to take into account pensions, which is not included in that table, which are a substantial payment. It also fails to take into account the massive number of concessional payments, such as discounted pharmaceuticals and a range of other things, discounted transport, discounted childcare, that goes to lower income households. So the information as presented is deliberately misleading.
But the Greens' Adam Bandt says Mr. Hockey's been caught out.
When Joe Hockey says that his budget is fair, it's a lie. And he knew it was a lie on budget night when he delivered it. Joe Hockey has been caught out hiding figures from his own department that show the burden of the cuts in this budget will hit those on low and middle incomes the hardest, while it'll barely touch the side for high income earners.
And the Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen has also seized on the Treasury figures.
Joe Hockey took out of his budget papers the table showing the impact on families at different incomes of his budget. They had to be forced out of the government by freedom of information. These figures have been included in previous budgets under parties of both political persuasions. Joe Hockey didn't want you to see these figures because he knew what they said.
Labor's Treasury spokesman Chris Bowen ending that report from Louise Yaxley.